The Holy Spirit makes all the difference. John preached about baptism of repentance for sins. But he promised that someone mightier than him was going to come and bring the Holy Spirit. John focused on the past, the forgiveness of sins already committed, so people can put this behind them. Now the Holy Spirit focused on the future. He was there to mold us, shape us, and lead us to the kingdom of heaven. John's baptism had one purpose, and that was pardon. But the Holy Spirit had many purposes. One of them was to reveal God's love to us. And we should realize that about God's love. We should witness that every day through the Holy Spirit, that God does love us. And the Holy Spirit helps us understand the scripture, teaches us to live with each other, with brothers and sisters. He also is there to hold the church together and work for the kingdom of God, and so much more. When we baptize in Christ, we get both blessings. Our sins are forgiven, and we receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus doesn't want us to miss out on everything. He has it all wrapped up in one gift. But we need to understand the Holy Spirit when it comes into us, because the Holy Spirit is sent to us from God, and the Holy Spirit is our light in this world. You ever been in a room that's completely dark? You can't see anything. But if you turn on a flashlight or light up a candle, it begins to illuminate where you're at, and you begin to see things. And this is what the Holy Spirit does in us. He helps us to see things that we don't see, or maybe see things we don't want to see. In the scripture, the light is used in the scripture and in liturgy, and sometimes we miss the strength of the light as used as a metaphor. But the Holy Spirit that brings us light brings to us for different reasons. One, the light gives us insight to look into ourselves. Sometimes we might lose our tempers, be irritable, or upset about some things. Maybe we are upset with our spouse. The Holy Spirit lightens us to let us know what's bothering us. But he goes further than that. He makes us to be aware of the love we have for our spouse. And it makes clear in our minds what we should do to make peace, to witness that love that we have between a husband and wife, between the family, and bring that peace to light, that love to light, and not the anger or what's bothering you. So the Holy Spirit gives us that insight. Now the Holy Spirit also lights, gives us perspective. In the darkness, we sometimes don't see the big picture, you know, God's big picture around us. But the Holy Spirit is there to enlighten us to see what's around us. For example, let's say you're planning a vacation and you spend months preparing for it. And the week you're ready to go, one of your children gets sick. And it's sick where you can't go on vacation now. You're going to have to cancel to take care of it. Now, instead of being upset and taking it out on the child, or showing the child that you're upset that you missed vacation because of him or her, you should show that you care for the child enough to stay and take care of him or take care of her. Showing the child that your love for him and her is greater than the vacation that you missed out on. That their well-being is more important to you than to go someplace else, even though you planned on it, but you know your first choice is to take care of your child. So the Holy Spirit gives us these perspectives to be aware of things. What is important for us? It's like for Christmas. We're so hooked up in looking at the ads and sales and things on Black Friday and going out that we sometimes miss what Christmas is all about. I have a sign outside my house next to Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus saying, Jesus is the reason for the season. And we miss that sometimes because we get hooked up in the marketing, the buying of things. We have the right, need the right perspective of what the season is all about. And we have to keep Christ first in Christmas. The other thing that the Holy Spirit brings light to is hope. Now, when we're in the dark, we fear the dark because we can't see things. We're afraid of the dark, and the Holy Spirit lightens up the dark for us. He makes us, allows us to see things that we don't normally see. He allows us to see things that are hidden from us. We sometimes are not aware of things, or we are worried about something that we have to do, and he shows us the way to handle it. Gives us the answer to it. It might not be the answer that you want or the way you want it done, but he gives you a means to the end. For example, you might be looking to buy a car, an expensive car, and you go out there to try to see if you can finance it and realize that I can't finance this, but I could finance a cheaper car. The idea is that the Holy Spirit lets you know that, hey, you have a car. It might not be the one you wanted, but you have one to fit your needs. Sometimes that's hard for us to accept what we really don't want, but what we really need. And this is one thing that the Holy Spirit lightens us. And we have to be aware of these lights of the Holy Spirit that brings us, because all of us have the Holy Spirit in us. And he is always a light in us to show us the way. But are we open to the Holy Spirit? He loves giving you insight, perspective, and hope. And if we're open to the Holy Spirit, he's there for us always. Let us pray. Lord, help me to walk in the light. Help me to receive the light from the Spirit. Help me to open myself so I could see the light in the darkness, which you will always illuminate for us. Amen.